Okay, let's learn. Okay, so we're talking about the neshama, and we're talking about what the Baal Tanya calls the chelek eloka mimal mamish, our neshama that comes from Hashem. It's a piece of, a part of Hashem that's inside of every single yid. That's what we're talking about. And so last time we learned, we were talking about how the neshama is made up of primarily two basic parts, two sections of the neshama. You have the neshama's thoughts, and this is what he perceives, how he looks at the world. And then you have the neshama's emotions, his feelings. The neshama has, the neshama has, we're just reviewing what we're talking about last time. We said that basically you could split up, in Parag Gimel we said that basically you could split up the neshama into two basic parts, the neshama's thoughts and the neshama's feelings and emotions. So those two parts, thoughts and emotions. Those were the two main parts of the neshama. And understanding that the Baal Tanya looks at us and says, who are you? Who are you? He asks that question without even asking it. He's saying, who are you? And you have a couple options here. Are you your body? You look down and you say, that's pretty much me, right? I'm my body. The Baal Tanya does not agree with that. The Baal Tanya is of the opinion, coming from Divrei Chazal, that the real you is your neshama, your chelek eloka mimal. Now, that chelek eloka mimal, that part of you that comes from Hashem, that neshama, that holy neshama, it can't get around, it can't do anything, so it needs a body to kind of carry it around. But in the end of the day, the real you, who are you, is your thoughts and your emotions, those two parts. That's what makes up your neshama. At the beginning of Parak Dalet, last time we learned, we said that there's a challenge even for the neshama, which has thoughts and perceptions and emotions. There's a challenge in that it has no way to interact with the outside world. It needs some way to bring those thoughts and emotions out to the outside world. And so the Baal Tanya used a mashal, and the mashal that he used was like levushim, like clothing. The neshama also has clothing, and the clothing of the neshama is the machshava. It's also another word for thoughts, but it's different than the seichel. The machshava is developing the thoughts, the dibur, the words that the neshama can make a person speak or can speak through a person, umaisa, and its actions, thought, speech, and action. And of course, we're talking about the neshama here. So the only thoughts or speech or speaking or words or actions that the neshama goes through, that the neshama does, the only thing that it's interested in doing is the thoughts, speech, and action of mitzvahs and of Torah. So the neshama has feelings, it has emotions, and it has perception, it has the ability to have a kind of a thought process. It has those things, but those are very internal. And those are really the neshama. But then the neshama wears clothing. And the clothing that the neshama wears is the expression of those thoughts and those actions into machshava, dibor, maisa, into further developed thoughts, dibor, and maisa of mitzvahs. That's what the neshama is interested in doing. And that's what the neshama is busy with. That's what the neshama is driven to do. That's what the neshama wants to do. And it wants to do all these things. So now let me ask you a question. Let's talk about our relationship with Hashem. We have, inside of us, we have an idea about Hashem. Like the Baal Tanya kind of mapped it out, and he said we could think ideas like, wow, Hashem is so big. And we could think ideas like, oh my gosh, Hashem is so big, but also Hashem is right here in front of me, with me every time, every moment. We could think those thoughts. And we could have those feelings that, oh my gosh, I love Hashem. And we could have emotions of love and emotions of fear or awe of Hashem. I don't want to mess up my relationship with Hashem. We could have those things, right? And we could also talk Torah, and do mitzvahs. Which one is the main, most important part of our relationship with Hashem? What do you think? What's the most important part of our relationship with Hashem? Is it our thoughts and emotions that we have, our feelings that we have for Hashem? Or is it the what the Baal HaTanya called the levushim, the clothing that the neshama wears, speaking about Torah, doing mitzvahs? What's the most important thing? So think about a regular relationship, okay? Think about a husband and a wife, or think about a parent and a child. Think about two good friends. Think about any relationship, right? You could have feelings of love for that person, yeah. Right? You like that person. And you could maybe even do something for them or get them a present. Let's say a husband and a wife, right? So the husband loves his wife and he brings her flowers. He expresses that love in flowers, right? What's the most important part of their relationship? Is it the flowers? Mm-hmm. The flowers just shows that what?
That
there's a relationship, that there's love, right? In a human relationship, the way it works, and if we use that as a mashal for our relationship with Hashem, in a human relationship, what's most important is the feeling, the emotional connection between the two people that is then expressed in an action. It's then expressed in a levush, so to speak, like the Baal HaTanya says, right? But what's the most important is what I think about that person. If I have a relationship with someone, but inside I hate them, right? And I don't want to do anything with them, and I don't want to be with them, but I express my love for them, so to speak, and I give them flowers, right? If a guy does that for his wife, right? And he comes and he brings her flowers. Is she going to be happy with those flowers? They're very nice, beautiful flowers.
Yeah,
is she going to be happy with them?
Mm-hmm.
No, because they're not an expression of what's really going on inside, mm-hmm. right? They're not connected to what's really going on inside. What about with Hashem? I could love Hashem and I could do a mitzvah. So is it the same thing with Hashem? Baal HaTanya is going to talk about this tonight. Is it the same thing with Hashem? What's the deal with doing a mitzvah without any emotional connection to Hashem? How does that work? Is it the same as in a human relationship? If I give flowers without any love, it's almost worthless. It's nothing, right? It's not valued. Is it the same as a human relationship? If I do a mitzvah, let's talk about the perfect way. The perfect way. My neshama's thinking and emotions want to be close with Hashem, and I've thought about it with my neshama power, and I've developed emotions of closeness, feelings of closeness with Hashem inside of me, right? And then the perfect picture to paint is that those feelings are then the impetus, they're the thing that causes me to do a mitzvah. And I bring those feelings with me into the mitzvah. And I do a mitzvah with full love of Hashem, right? Pushing me into that mitzvah. That's the most beautiful thing. But what happens if not? What happens if I just do the mitzvah? You see the picture of the guy, I can't talk about him because I don't know what his internal world looks like. That's a mystery to me. But you ever saw someone do a mitzvah and you could like almost watch them. They're not even thinking about it. Like it's almost disconnected from their emotions.
Yeah.
Think about ourselves. Sometimes we do something. Not every single morning do I put on tefillin and think I'm tying myself to Hashem and binding myself because I love him, right? Not every one of our mitzvahs is fueled by emotion. So what's the deal with those mitzvahs? Are they like flowers without love? So that's what the Baal HaTanya is going to talk about tonight. What he's going to say is that there's something very interesting about Torah and mitzvahs. Totally different than flowers. Even though they're both expressions of, they could both be an expression of an inner emotion and thought and feeling. They could be. But when it comes to Torah and mitzvahs, it's not like flowers without love. That's what he's going to tell us tonight. There's something super special that I don't know if before I read this I ever understood, that that was in the big picture of things, that that was what was going on when you're doing a mitzvah. But he's going to tell us tonight is that mitzvahs and Torah are super special, and that when our neshama is exercising its expression of Torah and mitzvos, when it's doing that, that is on a much actually higher level than loving Hashem. So of course, Hashem wants you to develop feelings of love. That's the goal, right? Of course he wants you to develop feelings of love. And of course he wants that love to also be a part of your mitzvah, but we're gonna see that even a mitzvah that's maybe disconnected from my emotions is still on this incredibly high level. So let's see what he says. In the middle of Perek Dalet, he says, we use this mashal, we're starting from the word vihinei shlosha levushin. You got the place? Okay, so he says like this. He says, when we're talking about these three articles of clothing, right? When we're talking about these three articles of clothing, me'atoro u'mitzvosah, which are comprised of thought, speech, and action of Torah and mitzvos, af shenikroim levushim lenefesh ruach u'neshama, even though I used the mashal and I called them clothing, normally clothing tells us something about the inner world of the person. When you see a police officer wearing his uniform, it tells you that he represents a certain protect, respect, that's his job, right? When clothing usually tells you something, but he says, even though we use the mashal of clothing, this clothing, here's where the mashal, we leave the mashal, and we just start talking about Torah and mitzvos. Af shenikroim levushim lenefesh ruach u'neshama, even though they're called levushim, im kol zeh, nevertheless, gava ugadla ma'alasam le'ein keitz v'sof al ma'ilas nefesh ruach u'neshama atzman. The value of Torah and mitzvos, the value of thought, speech, and action of Torah and mitzvos is so supremely higher than the neshama itself. We said again, the neshama itself is the thoughts and the emotions. That's you. The way that you express yourself or the clothing that you wear is Torah and mitzvos, is thought, speech, and action of Torah and mitzvos. Comes along the Baal Tanya and says that in our relationship with Hashem, thought, speech, and action of Torah and mitzvos is on so much higher level, it's impossible to measure how much higher Torah and mitzvos is than thinking or feeling like I'm close to Hashem. It's wild. It's on such a higher level. Kimasha kasav bezor, like the Zohar tells us, the Zohar HaKadosh tells us, de oraisa, you know what the word oraisa means? Torah. Torah and Kudsha Brichu and Hashem, kula chad. Torah and Hashem are one and the same. They're intricately connected. Pirush, in other words, let's explain that. What does that mean? De oraisa v'kudsha brichu kula chad, that they're one. Pirush. Because the Torah is the wisdom and the will of Hashem. Wisdom and will of Hashem. What do I have to do with the wisdom and the will of Hashem? I'm down here in this world. I'm a physical thing. How could I connect to the wisdom and the ratzon and the desire of Hashem? Right? That's like the highest level of Hashem. The Torah is the wisdom and the will of Hashem. B'HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ba'atzmo, the Torah, which is the will and the desire of Hashem, and Hashem, in all of his honor and glory, kula chad, they're one thing. Ki hu ha-yodeya v'hu ha-mada v'chulei k'ma shakasov le'el b'shem ha-rambam. Like we quoted before, Hashem doesn't have thoughts like we have thoughts. You know that when we have thoughts, they remain separate from who I am. When I learn, let's say I learn some science, right? The science doesn't become a part of me. There's me, and then there's the science that I know. When it comes to Hashem's thoughts and wisdom, that is Hashem. That's what we quoted before. Hu hayodea v'hu amada. He's the knower and the known. It's all contained within Hashem. So it tells, says the Baal HaTanya, what's his point? His point is that when I connect to the Torah, when I think, speak, and act in Torah, right now he's focused on Torah, I'm actually not connecting to something that could connect me to Hashem, but because Torah and Hashem are in and of themselves the same thing, I'm actually connecting directly to Hashem when I learn Torah. Va'afta Kadosh Baruch Hu Nikra Ein Sof V'ligdulaso Ein Cheker V'leis Machshava Tfisa Beklal. But we know, says the Baal HaTanya, he asks a question. But one second. Hashem himself is the Ein Sof. He's the never-ending one. Hashem is infinite. And you can't even fathom how great Hashem is. And leis machshava tfisa beklal. Our minds cannot even grab Hashem. It can't hold Hashem. V'chein birtzono v'chachmaso. And not only Hashem, but Hashem's ratzon, Hashem's desire, and Hashem's wisdom. Kidichsiv ein cheker l'tfunaso. Uksiv acheker elokatimtza. If you try to go figure out Hashem, are you going to be able to figure it out? Are you going to be able to find it? Hashem? Hashem's bigger than my brain could even hold, right? Uksiv kilo machshavosai machshavoseichem. He says, but Hashem is so great. So what do you mean, says the Baal HaTanya? What do I mean? What does the Zohar HaKadosh mean when he says that when I'm connecting to Torah, I'm actually connecting to Hashem's wisdom? Hashem's so great. Hashem is so big. How in the world could I connect to Hashem? Hine, says the Baal HaTanya, there's something incredible that you have to know about a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Hine, al ze amru, that's what Chazal are telling us when they tell us, b'makom sha'ata motzei gedulaso shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, sha'mata motzei an visanuso. That anywhere where you find Hashem's greatness, in that place, you're also going to find his humility. Now, what do Chazal mean on a simple level? On a simple level, they mean that any time that you find in the Torah a description of Hashem's greatness or a story of Hashem's greatness, you're also going to find some description of Hashem's humility. But the Baal HaTanya is reading it a little bit deeper. And he says that it's actually not only reflected in the Torah itself, that when you find a place in the Torah that talks about Hashem's great, it'll also tell you that Hashem's humble. Not only that, but that's a reflection of the true essence of Hashem. The true reality of Hashem is that Hashem is so great, but at the same time, Hashem is humble. What does that mean? He says, think about what's our original question? This is like Shakla Vatari in the Gemara. You have to follow back a couple steps to go figure out your original question. Our original question was, you told me that when I connect to Torah, I'm connecting to Hashem himself, right? But Hashem is so great and grand, so how in the world does that make any sense, that I could actually connect myself to Hashem himself? Says the Baal HaTanya, that's the incredible thing about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that Hashem is so grand, but Hashem also has extreme humility, this character trait of humility. And he's going to describe to us, which is going to answer our question, how connecting to Torah is a real direct connection to Hashem, says the Baal HaTanya, because I'm going to describe to you in Kabbalistic terms how Hashem is inside of Torah. You know how Hashem did it? He was Tzimtzem HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ritzono V'Chachmaso B'Taryag Mitzvos HaTorah B'Lchosein. Hashem was mitzamtzein himself, which means Hashem compacted his will and his wisdom into the 613 commandments of the Torah. He took everything that he wants and desires, and he took all of his wisdom, whatever that means about Hashem, because it's hard for us to even understand what that means when we talk about Hashem's wisdom. But he took all of that high stuff, all those desires for the world and how it should run and all of history and everything, and he packed it inside the Torah. Now that is you ever saw a trash compactor? You put trash inside, it's all loose, and then it pushes it until it's a tiny little square of garbage, right? Hashem, Lahavdil, didn't take any garbage. He took the highest things in the universe and he compacted it down into the 613 mitzvahs of the Torah and their halachas. Ubitsu rufe osios, and in the special secrets that are inside of the letters. Ubitsu rufe osios tanach, udrashosei and shabbat gados, umidrashei chachameinuzal. He took it and he packed it into the Torah. Why did Hashem do that? Why did Hashem do that? Why did he pack it into the Torah? Because without packing it into the Torah, how in the world is something physical, us down here in this world, how in the world are we supposed to connect to Hashem? And the whole point of creating the world, the Baal Tanya is basically saying this, the whole point of creating the world was so that a human being, a physical being, would be able to connect to Hashem, to the spiritual, to something way higher, in a totally different plane. It's not even in the same playing field. It's on a whole different playing field where Hashem and his energy is. But Hashem wants a human being, a physical thing, to be able to connect to it. So what did Hashem do? He was extremely humble. He took this whole big, huge idea of the world and he packed it tightly, he made it really nice and tiny and put it into the Torah. Why? Bekedesha kol haneshama o ruach v'nefesh shebeguf ha'adam tuchal lahasigan bedaita. He wanted so that every single neshama that's inside of bodies of people should be able to achieve and understand the Torah with its brain. Right? Right. Berkowitz always told us, what's the proof that Hashem wants us to think? Right? He didn't like when people came and asked him questions and they weren't using their own brain. He said, what's the proof that Hashem wants you to think? What's the proof that Hashem wants you to think? He gave you a brain. He gave you a tool that's able to think. So Hashem wants that tool, that thinking tool, that brain to be able to connect to him. But that brain is physical. Hashem on a whole different level. So what's the thing that Hashem did for us? He took everything about him and he put it inside the Torah so that when we connect to the Torah, which is something that we could do, right? We could learn Torah. We could understand Torah. We can understand the whole Torah. We have brains. Our brains have the power. Hashem took himself and put it into the Torah so that when you, with your brain, think, speak, and act in Torah and mitzvos, you're not connecting to something that then connects you to Hashem, but Hashem put himself in the Torah, so you're actually connecting directly to Hashem. Ulekaimon kol masha afshar lekaim, and that you should be able to do the mitzvos as much as you're able to do the mitzvos. B'maisa dibur machshava. And when your person does that, his entire, all 10 components of his neshama, which we split into two basic ones, thoughts and emotions, your thoughts and emotions can be wearing this clothing, which is all of Hashem packed into physical things, into the Torah. Now the Baal Tanya says something amazing. Is that clear? Make sense? When I'm connecting to Torah, when I'm sitting in front of a Gemara, it changes everything. Chaim, I don't know if you hear this, but like it changes everything about Torah. Torah, first of all, Torah, it is true, Torah is the goal, but why is Torah the goal? Because Torah is connecting directly to Hashem. Because Torah is there to be the thing that allows you, by connecting to it, you're connecting to Hashem. That's an incredible thing. You sit in front of a Gemara. And the Baal Tanya is going to discuss this a little bit later on, actually pretty soon. You sit in front of a Gemara and you're talking about cows and oxes and goring and damages and borrowing, and you're talking about some random sugya, right? To understand that what you're actually doing is connecting to Hashem. You're connecting your neshama to Hashem. That's an incredible thing. It's an incredible, for me, that's incredibly motivating to want to learn more Torah, right? I don't have so much Yira Shamayim. I don't learn because I'm scared of, you got to learn. I want to know why I got to learn. Now the Baal Tanya just keyed us in. Because the goal of the whole creation is that a physical being should connect to Hashem. Okay, so you can't connect to Hashem. You're physical and Hashem's all the way up there. So he says, here's the Torah. If you connect to this, you're actually connecting to me because I'm inside of here. The first word of the Aseres HaDibros is Anochi, right? Chazal tell us that in the word Anochi, those letters spell out Ana, Nafshi, Kisavis, Yahavis, which means I, Ana, I, Nafshi, myself, Kisavis, I wrote into this book, Yahavis, and I'm giving it to you. Hashem's telling us in the first of the Aseres HaDibros, Hashem's telling us, he's telling us exactly what the Baal Tanya is telling us. I'm in here. I'm inside of here. Let's talk more about Torah. Ulachain, and therefore, so the Torah starts in Hashem's brain, right? It's all of Hashem's thoughts and wisdom and desires and wills, all that's up there. And then it comes down and he compacts it and sticks it into the Torah. So is it like downgraded? Is it like a lower level of Hashem? It's like, well, listen, that's all you could connect to. You're a person. So you could only connect to the Torah. You can't connect to Hashem. Okay, yeah, you'll get it. You'll connect to the Torah. Zakta Baal Tanya. Let's see what Chaim says. Rav Itcher Meir said something similar. Probably got it from the Tanya, that every so often when we learn, we should think, I'm learning Hashem's Torah. Exactly. To remind yourself that Baal Tanya is going to say before a person sits and learns, he has to have kavana. I'm expressing my love for Hashem and connecting directly to Hashem. That being said, I think we've all felt that connection without thinking about Hashem when we had a geshmak after learning something amazing and not knowing what it was. Yeah, 100%. 100%. That's our neshama telling us this is enjoyable. Keep doing it, right? This is enjoyable. 100%. Now the Baal Tanya says, but he wants to point out, is it a step down? Is the Torah like this Hashem? And then there's like the Torah, and you're physical, so all you could connect to is the Torah. Zuck the Baal Tanya, it's not a step down. Ulachei nimshal ha-Torah l'mayim. And therefore, Torah is compared to water. The Torah, we know Torah is called water. Ma mayim yardim mimakom gavah lamakom namach. Just like water goes from a high place to a low place. What does that mean? What does water do? So it's amazing. You could take your phone and put it on the table and it doesn't slide off, right? But somehow water on the same exact spot, if you put water down, it doesn't just sit here. Tries to find a lower spot. Think about water starting up in the top of the mountains with the snow, and then it turns into water and turns into a river. It comes down and then becomes the Mississippi River, and then it gets to the Gulf of Mexico. It's always going down, right? That's what water does. Just like water goes from a high place to a low place, kach haTorah yarda mimakom kivoda, shiratzono v'chachmaso yisbarach, ve'oraisa v'kutcher bricha kulachad. He says, Torah also goes from a high place to a low place. But what's he pointing out? That it's like water. It's mamish like water. Just like water as it travels, it's just water. It doesn't change. The Torah is not a step down from that high place to a low place, that it changes in that process, or it's like a substitute for connecting to Hashem. Okay, you just connect to the Torah, right? No. He says it's all one. V'leis machshav tfisa beklal. And our minds can't comprehend Hashem, but he gave us the Torah. Umisham, and from there, from that high place that we can't comprehend, Nasa v'yarda, b'seser ha-madregos, mi-madrega le-madrega, b'hishtal shalos ha-olamos. It came down and down and lower as the worlds were being created, along with the Torah going right there until Ad shenislabsha bedvarim gashmiim v'inyanei olam hazeh, until Hashem's thoughts, which are all the way up here, got all the way down into physical things, like shehin rov mitzvos haTorah. Think about mitzvahs. Mitzvahs are, if what we're saying is Hashem's wisdom is compacted and packed into the Torah, so every mitzvah is Hashem's wisdom. So that means that Hashem's wisdom started up here with something that we can't even comprehend. It means that our brains can't even think about this. Our brains can't even understand what we don't understand about it. It's like so high, right? And it got all the way down into a mitzvah. And he says, look at the mitzvahs. Rov mitzvos haTorah kikulam v'hilchoseim. Go look at the mitzvahs. Mitzvahs are physical things. Esrogim, sukkahs, shofars, oxes, right? Everything that we know about Torah is all in the physical world. Ubitzirufei osios gashmios bidyo al ha-sefer. And he said, it's even the mitzvahs are expressed in physical things, like an esrog, or tefillin, or tzitzis. And the Hashem's wisdom is in the Torah. That means that Hashem took this high, floaty, lofty thing, and he put it into ink on paper, the Torah. Ink on paper, black ink on white parchment, right? Esrim v'arba svarim shabbatara neviim ksuvim. You have the 24 books of Tanakh. Those are physical things. That's something you could have on your shelf. This is wild. Hashem took something that is completely not physical, Hashem, and his thoughts and his desires for the world. He took that and he stuck it into a book that you could have on your shelf. Books, svarim, Torah, words, action mitzvahs, mitzvahs that have physical things, physical components. Why? Kidei shetehei kol machshava tfisa bahen, so that your entire thought could be wrapped up in them. Va'afilu b'chinas dibur o'maisa shalomata madregos machshava. And not only can you completely have all of this Torah inside of your head, but even your words and actions, which are a little bit further away from you, they're more expression, so they're further out from the actual you, they're also tfisa bohen. They're also completely connected to this, umisla beshes bohen, and it wears your thoughts and your actions as clothing. So now he says, let's describe the connection that learning Torah and doing mitzvahs creates for the neshama. Once the whole entire neshama is completely wearing this clothing, it is completely wrapped up in the wrapping of life. Es Hashem mamish. You are 100%, when you're learning Torah and doing mitzvah, you are 100% connecting yourself directly to Hashem. V'or Hashem mamish makifa, and the light of Hashem is literally surrounding you. Umalbisha merosha vadragla, and it's like your neshama is back where it wants to be, completely wrapped in Hashem. Kimasha kasav tsuri echesabo uksiv kitsnei ratzon ta'atrenu shehu ritzono v'chachmaso yisbarach hamalbushim b'toraso mitzvoseha. So the neshama wears clothing. That's what we said last week. The neshama wears clothing, thoughts, speech, and action of Torah and mitzvahs. Doing mitzvahs, learning Torah, thinking about Torah. That's the clothing of the neshama. But Zakta Baal Tanya, what was this one long sentence? The Baal Tanya says, that clothing is on a totally different level than normally we would use to describe an expression of an inner world. When you give flowers, that's very nice, as long as it's connected in to the emotion, to the feeling. But Zakta Balatanya, when it comes to Torah and mitzvos, it's on a totally different level. When you do Torah and mitzvos, even if it's not a reflection of your love or awe for Hashem, that Torah and mitzvos is directly connecting your neshama to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to Hashem. Ulachein amru. Maybe we'll, let's finish it. Let's get to a stopping point. Ulachein amru, and therefore Chazal tell us, Yafa shah achas betshuvo maisim tovin b'olam hazeh, mikol chaye olam haba. Can you imagine? Chazal tell us that 1 minute, 1 hour of tshuva and good deeds in this world is greater, better than anything you can experience in Olam Haba. It's not what they told me in yeshiva. I thought Olam Haba was the best, right? I thought we're trying to get to Olam Haba, right? Says the Baal HaTanya, the way I'm explaining how this works, when you're learning Torah and doing mitzvahs, you're connecting directly to Hashem. Chazal already told us that connection is better than what we experience in Olam Haba. Why? Ki Olam Haba hu shenanin miziv hashchina. Because in Olam Haba, in the world to come, what are we enjoying? We're enjoying the shine or the radiance of Hashem's presence. Shehu tainug hahasaga, which is referring to the pleasure of understanding Hashem that was impossible to do when your neshama was in the body. So you get to Olam Haba and your neshama's like, oh, your body's gone, it's in the ground, and your neshama could just sit there and appreciate the shine of Hashem. V'yafshar l'shum nivra, and it's impossible for anyone who's in a body, afilu me'al yonim, even on a very high level, lahasik, to get to this level of appreciation of Hashem. Ki im ezo ha'ara me'or Hashem, you could get a little bit of light from Hashem, but it's not like Olam Haba. Ulachein nikra b'shem ziv hashchina. And so that's called, what you get in Olam Haba is your neshama levels up in that it is able to appreciate Hashem on a level that it never could when it had a body. So then how could Chazal tell us, that sounds pretty good, right? For your neshama to understand, appreciate Hashem on a level that it never could when it had a body? That sounds pretty good. That sounds like the best thing. So how could Chazal tell us that 1 hour of doing mitzvahs is better than all of Olam Haba? How could it be better? Olam Haba is when you get to appreciate Hashem without a body. But that's very nice. But that's just appreciating Hashem over there. So in Olam Haba, it's like the neshama, imagine sitting on one of those beach chairs, those flat chairs, right? With a nice towel rolled under his neshama head, sitting there and just soaking in the rays of Hashem's goodness. Oh, it feels geshmak. That feels geshmak. But is he actually becoming one with Hashem? Even in Olam Haba, is there a one unity between the neshama and Hashem? It's interesting. He says the Baal HaTanya, it's not happening. Aval Kadosh Baruch Hu bechvodo ba'atzmo, but Hashem, in all of his glory and all of his honor, leis machshava tfisa beklal, ki im kasher tfiso mislabeshes betoro mitzvoseha, azayi tfiso bahen. He says, but what we're doing in this world is on an even greater level than what the neshama experiences in Olam Haba. Think about this, right? What we're doing in this world, by connecting ourselves to the Torah, we're completely attaching and connecting our neshama to Hashem himself, Because Hashem himself is in the Torah. He was mitzamtzem himself. He compacted himself into the Torah. So we're doing something that you don't even get to do in Olam Haba. Which means that if you think about it, what the Baal Tanya is pointing out is that if you can sit and if you had a choice to be in Olam Haba or to sit and learn Torah, to think about Torah, to do a mitzvah, the Baal Tanya is telling you that what your neshama would rather is to learn Torah. What your neshama would rather is to learn Torah than Olam Haba. And that's what Chazal are telling us. The Baal Tanya is not making it up. He's just telling us what Chazal mean. Yafe, Shah, Achas. 1 minute, 1 moment of tshuva and maisim tovim in this world is a deeper, more real connection to Hashem than even what we experience in Olam Haba. Wow. 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 But Hashem and the Torah are one thing. So when we connect to the Torah, we're connecting ourselves directly to Hashem. Now says the Baal HaTanya, Va'afsha Torah, two more lines. Va'afsha Torah nislabsha bidvarim tachtonim gashmiyim. He says, but you're telling me that the Torah is Hashem, unchanged, and it's not like a step down, it's not like on a lower level. But he says, but look at the Torah. It's a bunch of cows goring each other, right? It's a bunch of halachas of karbanos, or intricate halachas of ribis, of money lending, of collecting, right? Taras hamishpacha, like it's low things, physical things. So he says, how can you tell me that the Torah is like this whole huge lofty thing? It's physical. It's like low dvarim gashmiim. It's physical things. He says, so it sounds like it's like a step down. It sounds like you have like Hashem, wisdom, desire, ratzon, chachma, that whole big lofty thing. Sounds like you have that. And then you have like, okay, cows, right? Sounds like a lower thing. But he says, it's not lower. Because let's say you have a human king, yeah? Or a human important person, right? And let's say this human important person is wearing, let's imagine you have a human important person and he's invited you to give him a hug, right? Now, obviously he's not inviting you to give him a hug directly to him, but what he's telling you is even though he's wearing an undershirt, maybe tzitzis, maybe a shirt, maybe he's wearing a coat, maybe he's wearing a sweater and a coat. So there's a couple layers in between, right? He invites you, he says, come, give me a hug. Right? And you go over to him and you've been waiting this moment your whole life and you go give him a hug, right? Are you disappointed that you didn't actually get to hug him directly? No. He says, Hareze, the way that we have to understand Torah and look at Torah is Hareze kimechabek es hamelech derech mashal. It's like a person who's hugging the king. She'ein hefresh b'mailas hiskarvuso udveikuso b'melech. Bein mechabko kishu lavush lavush echad, bein shu lavush kama lavushin, right? You don't tell the king who told you, come here, give me a hug, right? My dear child. You don't tell the king, no, I only want like one layer separating us, right? Like just for tznius purposes, you should only be wearing one layer, your underwear, right? Or your lowest layer of clothing. You don't tell that to the king. There's no difference to you if the king's wearing one layer or two layers or four layers. In the end of the day, you're hugging the king, right? Because the king himself is inside of that clothing. He says, that's exactly the way that we're supposed to look at it when we're learning Torah. Think about the mashal. Think about the nimshal. When we're learning Torah, you know what we're doing? We're hugging Hashem. We're giving Hashem a hug, right? Now, Hashem is wearing clothing. Not like the clothing we were talking about of the neshama. It is like it, but no, that's not the point. The point is Hashem's wearing layers. Hashem has some layers on that allow us to hug him, right? Okay, I still hugged Hashem. When I learn Torah, I'm hugging Hashem, right? And it doesn't bother me that there's these layers. These layers don't say, oh, you didn't really hug the king because he was wearing a shirt, right? What do you mean? I hugged the king. And that's exactly what we have to think when we're learning Torah. V'chein im ha-melech mechabko bizroo gamshi melubeshes toch malbushav. And so too, the same is true in reverse. When you hug the king, you're not disappointed just because he's wearing some clothing. The same is true in reverse. When the king hugs you, he offers a hug with his arm, even though it's inside of his robe, his arm is in his robe. That doesn't affect the quality of the connection. Kimasha Kasav, like it's written by Hashem, Hashem's always giving us hugs. V'yemino tichabkeni, that with his right hand, he gives me a hug. You know what that's referring to? Hashem's giving us a hug. When does Hashem give us a hug? Shehi haTorah shenasna miyamin. Hashem gives us a hug with his right hand. That's referring to the Torah, which was given with the right hand of Hashem. Shehi bechinas chesed umayim, which is the quality of kindness and water, the right hand side. That's a Kabbalistic idea, not as important. There's something, obviously it's important, but that's not what we're going to focus on. But the point is, Zakt Baal HaTanya, when you hug the king and he's wearing clothing, doesn't bother you. And when the king is initiating the hug to you and he's wearing clothing, that's exactly what's going on when you're learning Torah. You see, I think the Baal HaTanya does this on purpose because he wants you to understand that not only are we hugging Hashem, connecting directly to Hashem when we learn Torah, when we do mitzvahs? Not only are we hugging Hashem, but we're getting a hug back. We're getting a hug back, right? It's a 100% embrace, right? It's not a 50% embrace with the other person, cold shoulder. They're just, right? Don't hug me, right? No. So 100% embrace. That's exactly what learning Torah is. What a way to go into Yom Kippur. Okay, something to think about the direct connection with the Baal HaTanya said here in this chapter, just in one line. When our neshama expresses itself in thoughts, speech, and action of Torah and mitzvos, it's not just like clothing in that it allows our neshama to express itself out into the world, but it's actually on a much higher level. When we express ourselves that way, we're actually directly connecting to Hashem, which I want to make the point before we end. If a person would go up to the top of the mountain, no Torah, no mitzvahs, but they would think and feel very connected to Hashem, right? If their actual neshama was just thinking and feeling emotions of closeness and connection to Hashem, would they actually be connected to Hashem?
No.
No. You can't think and feel a connection with Hashem. That's not the way physical beings connect to Hashem. The way Hashem set up the Bria is that the way that physical beings connect to Hashem is to connect to something physical. What's that physical thing?
Yeah.
Torah. Black ink on white parchment. Black ink, white fire. Hashem said, you can connect to me. Not just connecting to a couple layers later and you're going to be so disappointed you didn't really connect to me. Zakt the Baal HaTanya, you're connecting directly to Hashem. And that's a direct connection that every single yid can have. We were given a brain and everyone has a chelek. That's what we mean, the same chelkeinu b'sora secha. Give us our portion of Torah, because there's some place in Torah especially that I'm supposed to plug in and connect directly to Hashem. Okay, we should all work on the connection and the Limud HaTorah and the Maisa Mitzvahs, and it should bring us into a Gemar Chasima Tova. Shkoyach!